Well, now, good afternoon, Gord.
Please call the roll.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Jeff Grover.
Present.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Linda Stotts-Burnett.
Here.
Clarence Willman.
Here.
Everyone is here.
Announcements.
Yes, I have one. Two changes to the item number 5B consent items. Approval of service retirements on the March 9th, 2011 Board of Retirement agenda. Patricia Hitch, service retirement is effective March 25th and not March 24th. And Nancy Paulding, service retirement is effective March 26th, not March 12th.
Okay. Are there any other announcements?
Just wanted to say I'm not going to be here at the next meeting.
Okay. Is there any members of the public who wish to address the board on an item not on the agenda today? The consent calendar is item 5. What's the board's preference?
I move to approve the consent.
I'll second it.
Discussions?
I did.
Yes.
No, she was just saying she seconded.
I said I seconded.
Oh, I thought you said
he asked for a discussion.
Oh. Poor guy.
Please call.
Different interpreters here today.
Yeah, we need
all those in favor of passing the consent calendar?
Aye.
All those opposed? And let the record show that I'm Jay and abstain. Hey, Tom.
Okay, first item is the discussion and action on delegation to me of the vote at the Sackers business meeting on the slate of the board of directors for Sackers. You'll notice there's not much difference, just one of the nominating committee has a vacancy for president, and OSERS, the Orange County Employees Retirement System, chose Richard White for president. Apparently what had happened is the original slate for the Sackers nominating committee included Daryl Walker for president. He bowed out just a week or two ago, a little while ago, and Orange County was able to kind of recover the slate and add in Richard White. He's Richard White's current president of Sackers and has already done about 2 years of duty. He said he would go one more year, not beyond that, but he would go one more year as a Sackers president. So I would certainly recommend that the board approve me to vote for the OSERS recommended slate unless other developments occur.
Is there any discussion?
I move to approve.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The next item is the discussion in action. As the board moved the last meeting to transfer $14.3 million from non-valuation reserves to the valuation reserves to pay for some of the amortized value of UAAL. The source of those funds was not known at that particular time. I have a recommendation that the approximately $14.3 million or $14,268,945 be transfers from the retiree revocable health benefits subsidy to the special COLA. As noted, they're using up those reserves and about $471,000 from the legal contingency reserve, which then be about $2.8 million in that reserve. This will keep the 2% of assets contingency reserve intact at about $23.8 million, and also keep intact the $5,000 death benefit non-valuation reserve.
Any discussion on the board?
Makes sense to me. I'll move for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Jim, you did the second. Thank you.
Okay, next item, a discussion for an action on any need for actuarial audit at this time. In the past, we've had a rare time when we've had an actuarial audit, almost 10 years between the two, about 7 years. 2001 was the first one, 2008 we got the second one. We thought moving forward we would have it after each triennial analysis. The last one was the June 30th, 2009, which was recently completed just last year by EFI Actuaries. So we look forward to Milliman doing its second actuarial audit using the triennial valuation and also then the June 30th, 2010 to see how those figures follow through into that valuation audit. We found from Milliman that it would be about $77,000 to do a full replication of actuarial audit of both of those, the triennial and also the annual valuation. The county had a review done for its purposes by the Siegel Company. Siegel Company is used by 10 1937 Act systems as a regular consulting actuary. Siegel Company did a fine job on reviewing EFI actuaries' June 30th work, both the triennial and also the annual valuation for the periods ending June 30th, 2009. And we were able to get a copy of that, and we gave that to the boards. That was part of the consent items here. And so after reviewing that, the board had a little chance to review that. Certainly, I looked at it also, and I think that report in and of itself is a very good review. Shows EFI actuaries their work on the June 30th, the 2009 period ending for both the triennial and valuation. And from my perspective, that's really as much as an audit as we would need at this time. We have Milliman under contract till 2013, so we could use and anticipated doing at least two audits during that period of time, so we could hold off and use them following the 2012, the next triennial evaluation, if the board chose to do that. However, we could go either way. We can continue on the path and try to do another actuarial audit, or if the board feels that the Siegel Company's review is sufficient at this time, to not proceed with that.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the administrator's recommendation of viewing the Siegel audit as our review of EFI, and have our next audit of the audit in 2012. Does that make sense? Audit of the audit?
After the
triennial.
After the next
one. I'll second that.
I can support that motion with the understanding that Tom's recommendation at Siegel and EFI, that we have some later this summer a discussion of their comments on EFI and give EFI a chance to respond on to some of their specifics that I had some questions about. You recommend that we
can review it later. Sure.
Yeah, so with that understanding, I can support the motion. Is there all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just note that this Mr. Angelo that runs Siegel Company was one of the speakers at Stanford a couple weeks ago, and I've never heard somebody as articulate regarding actuarials. This guy can actually talk so you understand what you're doing and why. I was extremely impressed with him. So, I mean, if he could come and explain what he's talking about and give EFI a chance too, I would learn something from that. So.
And he can sing, too.
I don't know anything about that.
He's usually at every SACRS conference.
Oh, is he? Yeah. But okay. Really is a good speaker.
Yeah. All right, motion on the floor. Or did we already vote?
Okay, we received two correspondence. One was kind of a thank you note from the Stanislaus County Chief Executive Officer. About the help that they received from this board on retirement contributions. And the second was a letter from Milliman telling us about Karen Stephens' retirement, that she's the one who headed up the actuarial audit in 2008 from Milliman.
And I would comment, Mr. Chairman, that I appreciate the comments by the county chief executive officer. I think it goes to a good and healthy partnership with the retirement system, so I appreciate the letter.
All right. Is there a motion to?
No need to. No action necessary.
Right. Go ahead. Oh. Close session.
You know, let's take you back here.
I'll make a motion going to close session.
Second.
Okay, we're going to go into close session now. So,
I don't know who this lady is here.
Oh, I'm Kathleen Healy. This is my father, Maurice Healy.
Okay, so I didn't know if you wanted to make any kind of a comment prior to closed session, but since we've already gone in, I don't.
Well, I mean, the door's open, so we have. Well, yeah. Do you want to make a comment before we have closed session? You can't participate in the closed session discussion.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I done then?
No,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, basically, we just want to give you that when we go into closed session, pretty much everybody has to leave because we're talking about confidential items.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we do want to give you the opportunity to say something regarding your situation if you would like to, but it is on the record.
No, I suppose I think everything's...
You're free to do so if you want to do it, but it would be on the record.
Well, maybe I can tell you, I've applied for 50 jobs at least, and I haven't gotten one of them, so I don't know if that would make any difference, but a lot of it has to do with my broken foot as an RN, having to walk, so I'll just tell you that, but okay. That's about it.
Okay, when we make a decision, basically one of our staff will let you know what happened.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we're going into closed session, so thank you. Thank you all. Yep.
Kelly, will you read out
that? Okay, the findings of the closed session on item 8A. A motion was made by Maria DeAnda and seconded by Linda Stotts-Burnett to approve the application of Kathleen Healy for a non-service-connected disability retirement granted effective August 21st, 2010. The application of Kathleen Healy for a service-connected disability retirement is denied. Motion carried. On 8B, motion was made by Darren Garrett and seconded by Maria DeAnda to file an appeal with the 5th District Court of Appeal on the Stanislaus County Superior Court case number 655153, Arthur Bortman versus Stanislaus County Employees Association. Motion carried.
Okay. Members, 4 minutes, start with Jim.
I have nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
No, Gordon?
Pass.
Me too. Nothing.
I'd just like to have staff ask Paul at our next meeting if he knows anything about the First Eagle management. They seem to have done just about some of their funds and what they do. They seem to have, from some information I looked up on the internet, their funds seemed to do very well during 2008-09 when a lot of them weren't doing very well. Just curious to know.
First Eagle Management.
First. Let's see, what's the, it's First Eagle Investment Management, LLC.
Ron?
Aaron? Nothing, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Yeah. Jeff?
Curious how Maria's sound system is coming.
Research is being done. We've got requests out for a bid from a couple of people that we know the county has worked with and we're reliable. And so we're just waiting to hear back from them.
I think it's going to come with surround sound.
There's the phone we've probably all seen. It's kind of a triangle shape. And then it has a couple speakers that go out. It would seem just something like that. The speakers that tie to your computer would be all we would need.
It doesn't quite work that way, but it sounds like a good idea. There's a mixer involved. When you go with more than one speaker, there's mixers involved. So Joyce is actually researching all the equipment. She's a little more computer savvy than okay. I am.
Is Joyce somebody on our staff?
Yes, right. Joyce is on our staff. She is our IT person that keeps us up and running on a regular basis.
She sets our meetings to music.
Yeah. I'll let her know that.
We'll be rapping.
I'll let her know that. Send it to me before you.
That's it.
No.
Okay.
That's all I
have.
Nothing
for me.
My meeting is adjourned.
All right, then.
Very good. 34 minutes.